Broadcasting coast to coast and border to border from Memphis, Tennessee. It's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
All right. Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. We have got a lot going on today, and the Democrats, of course, impeaching President Trump again. By the way, Congressman Tim Ryan last night on CNN said that they want to, after they get finished impeaching Trump this time, they want to go back and impeach him a third time and maybe even a fourth time. I don't know. These people have an impeachment fetish. Welcome to the program. We, again, have a lot going on. Breaking news today. And we've already been up at the crack of dawn doing some hits with Newsmax, and we'll tell you more about that a little bit later on. That was a lot of fun. And we're going to be taking your calls as well. Now, the big news and the breaking news, and I don't think this is much of a surprise to anyone who's followed this program for any amount of time, but I do believe that when historians do a deep dive into the Trump administration over these past 4 years, I think they are going to discover what we all know, and what we all know to be true, that President Trump's greatest political enemy was not the Democrat Party, it was not Nancy Pelosi, it was not Big Jerry Nadler, but it was, in fact, the Republican Party, and specifically the establishment wing of the Republican Party. And I know that attention spans are fairly short in this country, but ours is not. And we take copious notes, and we remember. We remember what the establishment Republicans did to Donald John Trump. We remember that Speaker Paul Ryan of the House of Representatives actually sacrificed the majority in the House of Representatives to stick it to President Trump. Now, if you go back and think back to the midterm elections, Paul Ryan, at that point, was standing in the way of moving legislation through the House of Representatives. Mitch McConnell at the time was blocking that legislation. You might remember Senator John McCain, the infamous thumbs down as he looked at the camera, sticking it to the American people by refusing to banish Obamacare. And we have a long list, a laundry list of evidence that the establishment Republicans have been trying to destroy this president. Now, look, you need to understand something here. Donald Trump is not a Republican. He just borrowed their party. As a matter of fact, over the years, Donald Trump has supported both parties financially, massive sums of money, and that's his right to do. But Donald Trump is no Republican. Now, the question is, what happens to the Republican Party? Liz Cheney, the daughter of Dick. Liz Cheney came out yesterday, the third ranking member of the House of Representatives, in charge of the caucus. And without even consulting, without even conferring with the caucus, she goes out there on national television and announces that she is going to vote to impeach President Trump. Now, I want to say something about this. There is no evidence to back up this impeachment charge, none whatsoever. If President Trump, for example, had gone out there on the Washington Mall and the president had told the assembled crowd of hundreds of thousands of people that he wanted them to march in the streets and hunt down Biden supporters and go after them in the supermarkets and the gas stations and the restaurants, if he went out there on Fox News Channel and said in response to that, I absolutely believe they should do that, that Biden supporters should be absolutely harassed, then I would have been the first person in line to say, this guy's got to go. He's off his rocker. Front porch lights on, but nobody's home. That's what I would have been number one in the line. But you know something? Donald Trump did not say that. No, Donald Trump called for a peaceful protest. Donald Trump called for a peaceful march to the Capitol. Donald Trump called for a patriotic march to the Capitol. He did not call on his supporters to go after Biden supporters in the restaurants and the shopping centers and the gas stations. Didn't do that. He didn't go on Fox News or MSDNC and double down on the assertion that Trump, that Biden supporters should be absolutely harassed. But you know who did? Maxine Waters. That's what Maxine Waters did on national television. Not once, but twice she defended her behavior, calling on her legion to go out there and hunt down Trump supporters. Why isn't Maxine Waters in trouble? Why is Maxine Waters not in jail for inciting the riot? Because we all know what happened after Maxine Waters said that. People went out into the streets and they began hunting down Trump supporters. Women and children left bloodied and beaten in the streets because of Maxine Waters. What about all the laundry list of Democrats and the people in Hollywood, the folks who get paid to play make-believe for a living, out there with the severed Trump heads, calling for the president's assassination? Why aren't those people in jail? So you want to talk about double standards? We're going to talk about double standards. But I got to tell you something. These feckless, lily-livered, spineless Republicans, can you believe it? They turned on the president. And it's not just Liz Cheney. So Mitch McConnell, the turtle man, Mitch McConnell telling people in private, because he doesn't have the guts to do it in public, that he is supportive of the impeachment process. So you say, Tom, what's going on here? The Republicans are in the process of turning on the president. They believe that the party can be saved if they ditch the president. And that's what they're doing here. And you need to be aware of it because it's pretty doggone nefarious. These people, quite frankly, would not be in office had it not been for President Trump, had it not been for the Trump agenda. But here's the thinking of people like Liz Cheney. And again, her father, she's the daughter of Dick. Her father, Dick Cheney, was the guy that got us involved in a war. Thousands of people died because of Dick Cheney, the former vice president. So you want to have an argument about morality between Dick Cheney and Donald Trump? Okay. You know what? Let's have that conversation. Let's have that conversation. By the way, Dick, where are those weapons of mass destruction? Ever find those, Dick? Yeah, I didn't think so. But anyway, the rotten apple doesn't fall far from that tree. And Liz Cheney, as the leader of the caucus, and do you understand the significance of this? The leader of your caucus is going out there without even consulting with the caucus, or cauci, if you will. And is that the plural? I don't know. But it doesn't matter, because she went out there on her own. Nobody knew what she was going to do, and she makes this pronouncement, basically giving cover for everyone else. How many people actually won their reelection battles in the Congress, in the House of Representatives, on the coattails or culotte tails of one Liz Cheney? How many? Compare that number, which would be zero, to the numbers of people who won re-election because of Donald John Trump, which would be a whole heck of a lot. But you know what? It's America. Liz Cheney, free to do what she wants to do. But in her position, and again, this is the position of the caucus leader, she has a greater responsibility, and she violated the trust of her own party. However, I will say this, I suspect many other people, many other Republicans, are going to jump ship here. In the Senate, Mitch McConnell, there is some rumbling that they may have enough votes to convict. Why is this important? And you say, Todd, why in the world would the Republicans do something like this? Why would they do this? Because they hate this man. They hate everything he stands for. And in their heart of hearts, they sincerely believe that all of you gun-toting, Bible-clinging deplorables out there, every single one of you, they believe that you are going to stick with the Republican Party. They believe that your allegiance is to the Republican Party and not President Trump and his agenda. And they believe that they are going to be able to replicate the president's agenda. There's just a big problem with that, like a big gaping, just oozing wound of a problem. And the problem is this: the Republican establishment hate the president's agenda. You see, the establishment Republicans, they don't want to make America great again. They want to make their bank accounts great again. And how do they do that? They embrace big business. They want that cheap labor. All those businesses that came back to America because of the president's policies, America First policies, those folks already getting their airline tickets to the Wuhan province. They're going to be heading south of the border. There's going to be a big problem south of the border. All those illegals coming up one way and all of our big businesses going the other. That's what's going to happen here. So we're going to open up the phone lines. I got a question for you. Is Liz Cheney right? All of you people out there who voted for Donald Trump, if the Republicans end up impeaching the president and convicting the president and the president is removed from office, will you still stand alongside the Republican Party? 844-747-8868. That is our toll-free number. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
Triggering microaggressions from coast to coast. It's Todd Starnes.
You get out and you create a crowd. And you push back on them. And you tell them they're not welcome anymore, anywhere.
All right, that was Maxine Waters, folks, talking to a massive throng, a mob, if you will, of rioters in Los Angeles, her district. Why isn't Maxine Waters at Leavenworth right now? Why is she not doing a hard time? That's what I want to know. Again, going after the double standard. We're calling it out here, folks, every single time. And I know a lot of conservative pundits are tucking tail and running. And many of them are quiet. They're not saying anything at all because they're terrified. They're terrified of losing their supporters. Well, you know what, folks? I believe in right and wrong. We call it like it is here. And this behavior from the mainstream media, this behavior from establishment Republicans, it's appalling. The fact that we have Congressman Mo Brooks from Alabama on this program yesterday, and Mo Brooks says that he's afraid that the Republicans are going to throw him under the bus. I was talking to a couple of other Republican lawmakers last night. We were texting back and forth, and they're very concerned that Republican leadership is going to completely abandon our president. Well, if that happens, what are you going to do about the Republican Party? The lines are full. I want to go to James in Georgia. You are first up on the Todd Starnes Show. What's on your mind, James?
Hey, Todd. Hey, man. I'm a Christian just like you and love this country. But, you know, I want to make it clear I'm not advocating violence at all. But we have a Second Amendment for a reason. And, you know, we had a revolution because it had to do with freedom and defending freedom. So when do we get to that point? You know, the Capitol thing was wrong, but when do we get to that point, Todd, where we have to defend, because they're stealing our country. We had a fraudulent election, there's no doubt about it, and that's treason. So when do we get to that point?
James, it's a good question, and I don't think we're there yet, and I'm with you. What happened at the U.S. Capitol was appalling. I mean, that was despicable, and that does nothing except hurt Donald Trump. And I think, again, we still don't know what happened. We don't know what the motives or intent was about what happened at the Capitol, but it wasn't about President Trump. He wasn't advocating for that. Now, as far as revolution, we still have the ability to get out there and impact the culture. And we have a chance, James, to do that locally. And unfortunately, we place so much emphasis on what's happening in Washington that we have completely ignored the fact that the Democrats have come into places like your state, James. Your state. I mean, let's get real here. Do you really believe that the majority of Georgians support a radical pro-communist, pro-abortion preacher like Raphael Warnock? I just find that very hard to believe. And the reason why is we had bad candidates. I'm sorry, but David Perdue and Kelly Loeffler were just bad candidates, flawed candidates. A lot of blame to go around. I'm not saying they're solely responsible, but I'm telling you, we've got to get our act together on the local and state level, James.
But if we get our act together, Todd, and the votes, you know, we got fraudulent voting going on that we can't do anything about. What's the solution?
James, your governor has already proposed a voter ID law. That has to go into effect. And if it doesn't, you vote out all the Republicans. I'm telling you, if the Republican Party wants to play this game, you have the ability to shut down the Republican Party. They can't win elections without all of you conservatives. They just can't do it. So let's see. First, so again, this goes back to my philosophy: handle stuff at the local level. You guys have the power on the local level to demand change, especially when it comes to voting. James, appreciate the call. Let's go to Barbara in North Carolina, listening to us on the talk station. Hi, Barbara. What's going on?
Hi, Todd. Thanks for taking my call. I'm just really still very disgusted with the fraud, the election fraud, and now it's totally brushed under the rug. And it happened. And I'm appalled that the courts wouldn't hear it, and it was for standing, not on the merit. And now it's just totally gone. And I really also believe that, I think until last night, I thought President Trump would do something via insurrection, martial law, something. And today, I don't believe that anymore. I just feel that he's caved. Because everybody has abandoned him, and he has nothing, no leg to stand on, because there's nobody supporting him at all. And that's not the person that I know him to be. Is to cave.
Barbara, one of the big problems here. One of the big problems. There's so many people out there spewing these conspiracy theories, and the sad reality is, most of them, it's just a load of hooey. And they have no evidence to back up all of these claims, and it gets everybody stirred up because they get shared and reshared and posted. And then when we actually come onto the radio and we try to share the truth, those same people come out and say, well, Starnes, he's a closet liberal. You know, Barbara, we've been trying to tell people for quite some time that Joe Biden's going to be the next president of the United States. I mean, it's just going to happen. And the reason why the Republicans are pushing quietly for the president to be impeached and to be convicted is he will not be able to run for office if that happens. They want to destroy Donald Trump. That's what is going on here. Now, the question is for all of us, and we're going to be talking about this for the next couple of hours together on the radio, should we destroy the Republican Party? 844-747-8868. Again, toll-free number, that's 844-747-8868. Barbara, thanks for the call. Appreciate you. We appreciate all of our great listeners. Hey, ToddStearns.com. Check out that live show blog. We'll be right back, folks. All right, folks, welcome back to this breaking news edition of the Todd Stearns radio program. We are monitoring the live coverage of the impeachment of the president of the United States. We will keep you updated on any developments here. By the way, Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene is going to be here a little bit later on. Also, you have Democrats now calling for the arrest of Congressman Andy Biggs and Dr. Paul Gosar, Congressman Paul Gosar, as well as, I believe, Louie Gohmert and Mo Brooks. And we're keeping you updated on that. And I can promise you this, we're going to do our best on this radio program to bail out any of those lawmakers if they do get arrested. And again, I'm still not quite sure what they're being, you know, what are they alleging the crime is? In the meantime, the great conservative purge continues on social media. Last count, we've lost about 25,000 people on our Twitter page and falling. Now we understand that YouTube has banned President Trump's account, and we got late word that Students for Trump has been banned from Twitter as well. Now, on the Liberty University Newsmaker line right now is a good friend of this program. He heads up Students for Trump, Ryan Fournier. Ryan, good to have you back with us.
Good to be back, Todd, especially during these times. Good to be back.
Well, look, we got to circle the wagons here. And, Ryan, the big problem is, and I don't want to get too terribly sidetracked, the problem is you've got people on our own side that are firing the arrows.
Oh, yeah, 100%. You have people who tried sticking up for this president and never really did it much. But now you got them coming out of the woodshed just upset for the wrong reasons. You know, this guy's fought for us these last 4 years, Todd, fought for us every night and day, waking up, getting attacked, thousands of articles every single day, his family, his supporters, essentially kicking us in the face mercilessly for the last 4 years, the media, the left, every single day. And we fought back against it. We've defended this country, this president, this administration, the work he's done for this country. And now you have people just wanting to lay down and give up. Let the man leave office in peace. Stop attacking him. Stop trying to impeach him over useless, I mean, really debunked and baseless claims like they did with the Ukrainian stuff over and over again, a witness we never saw.
But Ryan, again, you know,
their true colors.
We have, and again, we documented this yesterday. We went through the timeline. The president was in the middle of his speech when the Capitol was attacked. The Trump supporters were there. So we're talking about two separate groups here. And it's appalling that the Republicans up on Capitol Hill, and we know why they're doing it. They want Trump out of the party. They want him gone. They want him destroyed. And exactly. I'm just troubled because, Ryan, I don't think a lot of these young conservatives are going to go along with this, and they're going to leave the party.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. They'll leave the party. These last 4 years have been the best for young conservatism across the country. Turning Point Action activated thousands and thousands of students all across this country wanting to door knock, wanting to show off themselves in Trump apparel, wanting to phone bank, wanting to get out there and make a difference, not only in their communities but on their college campuses. And you have a party that is trying to go back to its roots, trying to go back to the establishment ways which lost us in 2008 and 2012, lost us those elections because those guys couldn't connect with middle America like Donald Trump. And they are making the biggest mistake of their life if they think we're going to give up on this president and his policies moving forward.
Ryan, let's talk about the reason we have you on the show today. Students for Trump, you guys got hit by the Twitter overlords.
Oh, yeah. Yep. They, you wouldn't believe this, Todd. They started us out with a 12-hour ban. Started yesterday, logged into the account, got an email saying, you're now on a 12-hour ban. Wake up today, now we are on a 6-day ban, which is going to go until after the inauguration. It's like 6 days and some change. So we're looking at a 7-day ban here. On to after the election. Same thing happened to Congresswoman Lauren Boebert. This is targeted. They're giving the same amount of time to all these different accounts because they don't want us talking before the inauguration. And, you know, the crazy thing is I bet money they're going to put Trump back online right after the inauguration. I really do. I think that this is all a show, and they're losing so much market value. Facebook is $35 billion in the hole as of yesterday, $15 billion for Twitter. But they did that. And Facebook took away my access on my page. I can't even post on my page anymore, you know, can't even post to groups. They basically made us go into Telegram chats to talk to our supporters or go to Gab or, you know, Parler's not there for now. So, I mean, people are trying to flee from these social media platforms, and there's no real solid alternative right now.
And Ryan, this is the big concern I have is that, you know, when you go back in history and you look at the big battles and the wars, the takeovers of countries, very first thing they do is cut off the communication, and they've got to do that, and that's what's happened here. I mean, for whatever reason, conservatives are able to organize and communicate and gather on these social media platforms. The left knows that, and
look at this.
They're shutting them down.
I mean, look at I mean, look at this. I mean, yesterday Twitter came out and they're now saying that they strongly condemn, I put it in quotes, strongly condemn Uganda shutting off the internet ahead of their elections because Twitter was silencing certain accounts in that country. I mean, it sounds familiar, right? I always laugh when people say, you know, at this point in time, they always say the U.S. acts all high and mighty, comparing ourselves to other countries in terms of free speech and, you know, free internet. But at this point in time, Todd, and to all the viewers, I think we all see little difference between United States social media and what the Chinese Communist Party does. You know, wrong think, as you want to call it, is being purged. If you don't think the way I think, you're gone. Get out of here. We don't want you on our platform. And any attempt at creating your own platform, they tell you, go create your own. They take it down then, too. They take away your server hosting. So what are you supposed to do? We're falling into socialism. We're falling into communism in this country. It's the scariest thing I've ever seen.
Well, I think we're taking a jump over socialism, and we're just going straight to communism here, Ryan.
Straight into it.
By the way, to that point, there is a story out of Memphis, Tennessee, a suburb, Cordova High School, and we're going to talk more about this later, but to your point, the principal at Cordova High School was talking to the students, the student body, in a video chat, and he said, hey, look, I'm not telling you what to think. I just want to I'm showing you how to think. And he started talking about the censorship and told the young people exactly what you said. When you look at totalitarian regimes like North Korea and China, what is it they do? They control the flow of news and information. And he said, that's a big problem. And do you know, Ryan, that the Shelby County school system took that guy out of the school? He's on administrative leave right now while they investigate.
Wow.
It's just appalling. You are not allowed to have any sort of opinion about this crackdown on free speech in America. It's appalling.
Yeah, I mean, you have people. There was a story that just came up on my radar yesterday. This young man, he's been DMing back and forth with me. He worked for the Trump campaign in 2016. He did a whole bunch of stuff with the Senate Majority Leader's office. His name is Dawson Buchanan. And I just have to mention him. He works for, I believe it's PJS Air, the private jet service. And they fired him because one of their clients came to the company after finding out that he worked for Trump in 2016 and that he supported Trump and said, if you don't fire him, we're dropping our contract with him. So this guy was in Raleigh, North Carolina for training for his company. Then he got a call from the boss and said, sorry, we've got to fire you. And this is going all over Twitter right now. I'll make sure I send it to you after the show. This guy was fired just because he supports Donald Trump. I mean, we're seeing it happen now in real time. Just because people went to this rally to support the president, they're getting fired from their jobs. They're getting in trouble. Even if they didn't go raid the Capitol building, they're still getting in trouble for even going and attending that event.
This is disgusting. Ryan, I want you to do us a favor. We'd love to get this guy on the show tomorrow or, you know, later today if possible. We'd love to talk to him and see what we can do to help this guy. Look, keep us updated on what's happening with Students for Trump and, you know, when you guys are able to get back and maybe some of the alternative platforms that you guys are at. Where can people go to get more info right now on Students for Trump?
Well, you can go to our website, TrumpStudents.org, TrumpStudents.org. You can follow me on Gab, Ryan Fournier on Gab. And whenever Parler's back up, I'm on there as well. So just search my name. It's not hard to miss. So,
all right.
Thank you again, Todd.
You got it. Ryan Fournier, ladies and gentlemen, great American patriot, busting his butt for our country. And give him a follow. To that point, I want to read to you from Dawson Buchanan's Facebook page. He says, several hours ago, I tweeted a picture that a tweet that referred to me. Shortly thereafter, I deleted the tweet, and he goes on to talk about what had happened. But he had just been hired and to be a concierge for a contract they had with the NHL team. That's the Carolina Hurricanes. And they found out that he worked for the Trump. He had worked for the Trump campaign. He'd worked up on Capitol Hill for the Republicans, and now he's out of a job. He was fired. Fired. It's despicable. This is coming in from the Associated Press. New York City will terminate business contracts with President Trump after last week's incident at the U.S. Capitol. Mayor Bill de Blasio, the communist, said the Trump Organization earns about $17 million a year in profit from its contracts to run two ice skating rinks and a carousel in Central Park, as well as a golf course in the Bronx. And let me stop you here. I want to get to your calls, so I'm going to make this real quick, and we'll talk more about this later. That ice skating rink, it took the city of New York decades to try to build that thing, and it was squalor. It was filth, and they never could finish it. Trump said, I'll do it for free. You let us run it. We'll go in, and he had it up in a matter of a couple of months. It's an amazing story, and we'll tell you more about that later on. This is pretty despicable. Pretty despicable. All right, let's get to the phones. Bryan, Arkansas. Trey, listening to us on KARN. Hi, Trey. What's on your mind today?
Blessed to talk to you, Todd.
Thank you, Trey.
I was on the phone with you last week when it was all going down, and, you know, you had to get off the phone with me, of course, because all the breaking news and everything. And I was trying to explain, just like, you know, basically what happened is this. Here's the deal. Like I said before, I do not condone any type of violence. I didn't condone this. This was a despicable act. It was a terrible act and everything. But this is what happens when you kick an injured dog on the ground. It jumps up and bites you. Eventually, it was just going to happen. For the past 12 years, we've been called every single name in the book. Fascists, racists, bigots, you know, you name what they call it. And, you know, people just got tired of it. It's like, I'm not that person. And, you know, one thing led to another, emotions ran high. Next thing you know, 200 people are storming the inside of the Capitol. You know, like I said, I don't condone it in any way. Another thing I was talking to your moderator on is, as of right now, I'm never voting another Republican in office. Every single one of our Republicans, except one that we voted in office from here in Arkansas, decided to concede and say, you know, we're not going to fight this at all. I understand following the Constitution. I want everybody to follow the Constitution, of course, but they had a chance to fight. If it was the Democrats on their side, they would have fought like mad. And I'm just really disappointed. I don't even know what to say. What I would like to happen is a third party to be created right now. You know, but like I said, I never thought Tom Cotton would turn his back on us. I never thought that, you know, Bozeman would turn his back on us. It's just crazy how all this happened. And, you know, I'm afraid of a socialist country now. I got my wife and my three kids, and, you know, we're kind of looking at, okay, what are we going to do now? You know, we're going to trust in the Lord and everything that we do. And I'm just hoping it all turns out and something happens between now and then. So that's where we're at in our life.
Well, Trey, I suspect a lot of people feel the same way you do, and let's just call it what it is. The Republicans have betrayed us, and this is a terrible, terrible day, and we just have to hope that Mitch McConnell does the right thing here. I'm not sure he will, but we will see. Trey, thank you for the call. Folks, we've got to take a quick break. 844-747-8868. A line is open. Our live show blog up and running over at toddstarns.com. Got to check that out. We'll be right back.
It's the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Wow, we've got a lot of folks wanting to weigh in today. Let's go down to Chattanooga, Tennessee. There's a song about that town. Little Railroad. Y'all remember that song? Yeah. Don't want to get off on a tangent. Leroy, listening to us on Nuga Radio. How's it going, Leroy? What's happening?
It's going good. Have they served you your papers yet?
No, not to my knowledge, Leroy, but good luck getting into the broadcast bunker. That's all I can tell them.
Okay, well, they should be serving your papers pretty soon for murder and inciting of a riot.
Oh, for me? Okay.
Yeah. For you, lying to your listeners, Todd. You know, that is what brought that on, Todd, lying to listeners. First, you told your listeners that you promised them a victory. Mm-hmm. For Trump, and it didn't happen. And then you promised you and your buddy from Elijah over there, y'all promised an overturn, and that didn't happen. And then you went to the old familiar phrase that They cheated. So Todd, you know, if and then you won't lie about the time frame of when they went into the U.S. Capitol. It's time to own up to it, Todd.
Leroy, let me ask you a couple of questions here before we we just have a few minutes here. Leroy, first of all, you told my call screener that you were you're standing with President Trump regardless, and you're still you're still going to vote for Republicans.
Okay, go ahead.
You're still going to vote for Republicans. Is that true? Is that what you told my call screener?
That is the only way that she would let me debate you because
now, Leroy, you know it's bad enough, Leroy. You lied once to my call screener, and I got a problem with that. Mm-hmm. But now you're lying again. You're a liar, Leroy, because we have a rule on this program. And Grace Baker, turn your microphone on, Grace. What is the rule when people like Leroy call in? What do we do with people like Leroy? All right, Grace's mic is not on, but I can tell you this. All right, go ahead, Grace.
If a caller calls in that has a difference of opinion with you, they go to the top of the line, front of the line, I mean.
I'll try, Grace, sweetheart, I've tried, and you hung up on me.
No, that's not true, Leroy, because I see everything that happens. Leroy, Leroy, we see everything. So, look, Leroy, if you want to call in and have a conversation, don't hang up on Leroy just yet. But Leroy, you called me a liar because you said that the timeline is not true. Leroy, the timeline is there for any. Yes, it is, Leroy.
Everybody know that.
Who's everybody, Leroy?
You continue to lie to people, and this is what started this, Todd. The lying that you have done to incite people, Todd. This is exactly just like Trump. He lies to people, Todd, and this is what started that. If you all will hold him accountable for the stuff that
you know what, Leroy, here's what we're going to do. Leroy, I'm going to hold you accountable. I'm going to hold you accountable for lying. And we're going
to... I'm not the president.
Leroy...
I'm not the president. You have to hold, you know...
Oh, look, so you want to hold the president up to a standard that you yourself don't want to follow. Is that what you're saying, Leroy?
You're always race baiting.
Leroy, do you go to church, Leroy? You probably need to go to church and talk to your preacher about that. Leroy, we're gonna hang up on you, and here's the reason why. You lied to Grace Baker. Sweet, kind, innocent Grace Baker. Leroy, Grace is crying right now. I see tears in the eyes. Or is that just the allergies? It could have been the allergies.
Don't make me sound like that, Todd. I can take it.
I know you can take it.
I'll go toe-to-toe.
I know you. You know what? Be honest with folks, Leroy. We're gonna let you call back, but you know what? You're suspended. We're not gonna pull a Twitter. We're not gonna block you.
I was gonna say, are we censoring?
No, we're not censoring, Leroy. We just don't tolerate liars on the Todd Stearns radio program. All right, stick around, Kim and Carla, Alan. Hang tight. We're gonna get to you. This is the Todd Stearns radio show.